pop music is a very good thing.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on crap from the past.
It's not rap music, it's crap music.
And to those commercial stations that play Come On Eileen over and over and tell you it's a retro show, I say this. There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past.
It's craptacular.
Sunday nights at midnight, only on KFAI.
Indeed, it's, no, you're not listening. Nobody's listening. Nobody's listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM. Paul, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber here on Crap from the Past. That atrocity you heard there was actually a top 40 hit. It's a novelty record from 1978, and it's by Miko, the same guy who did the Star Wars theme, which sounded exactly like that. That there, themes, it's plural, themes from The Wizard of Oz. And Miko had a top 40 hit with it in 1978. I am not making this up. So, for some reason, you decided to tune into Crap from the Past this week. And I appreciate that. Thanks. Welcome aboard. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And I have to do a tease for something coming up in a couple of weeks. There will be big, big changes to Crap from the Past coming soon. Okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. Big changes, and I can't talk any more about it tonight, but you're going to want to tune in over the next couple weeks for big, big, gigantic changes to the show. How's that? What do I have on board tonight? We got the God-awful Medley of the Week. May even do more than one tonight. a little ditty from The Pretenders, which I've been saving for a couple weeks. Some teases for upcoming shows, including next week's show, which will be a show of re-recordings, in which an artist records his or her song again for some reason. And there are lots of them. I'll explain more as the show goes on. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be doing the All Tears for Fears show. I don't know what date I had teased in the past, but it will be 2 weeks from this very night. So, let me check you. August 18th? Something like that. So that'll be 2 weeks from tonight. Still can't remember what else I had planned for tonight. I have a couple of random 45s, which should be good. And that thingy from The Pretenders that I wanted to get to. I don't know. Flying fast and loose. But remember, big changes coming up in a couple weeks. All right, having rambled on for long enough, something you want to hear? 612-341-0980. We're as receptive as any to requests, so that ought to be good. And I announced the Miko song. That's all taken care of. Oh, here. The group Alias. Alias was a short, very short-lived pop group, and I don't even know... Here, fade the theme music out. I don't even know if you want to call them a super group. They were comprised of former members of the group Heart, mid-80s members of Heart, and of the group Sheriff. And a strange combination of artists all kind of getting together, forming the studio creation Alias. I don't know if they ever toured, but clearly they were designed to be commercially successful. And they were. They had a big size hit with their really sappy ballad, More Than Words Can Say, from late 1990. What I'm going to play you is the follow-up, which has a little bit more life to it. Still, it qualifies as product. And if it doesn't stick in your head for very long, yeah, it's okay. It's not supposed to. It's just supposed to sell albums. From 1991, the group Alias and Waiting for Love. Oh, this has a long intro. I'm going to talk over it then. Although I've said everything I need to say and I have to kill another 15 seconds. Well, at least I can tell you that I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is Crap from the Past, and you're listening to it on KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. There we go. This is Alias and Waiting for Love from 1991, as heard only here on Crap from the Past.
You. Monster Gerber.
He puts out the dope you want to know.
On Crap from the Past.
Thank you.
master of the bombast, Jim Steinman. He wrote it for Bonnie Tyler, and while that was an ersatz follow-up to Total Eclipse of the Heart, it was actually included in the Footloose soundtrack, and that's why you know the song. Holding Out for a Hero from Bonnie Tyler, written by Jim Steinman, produced by this, I don't know if it's produced by Steinman or by Dean Pitchford, the guy who actually did the soundtrack. I'm not sure, but I do know this. From one 12-inch to another, and this one's 10 seconds longer than the one you just heard. I haven't played this in years, and it actually feels kind of good. We're hauling out the old Phil Collins stuff from the 12-inchers album, which it really is abominable if you listen to it start to finish. It's a fun slice of pop for me. From 1986? Five, I think. It's the 12-inch to Sussudio. And I'm playing this with a straight face, my friends. Phil Collins. Heard only here. On Crap from the Past.
Mr. Gerber.
He's kicking it old school.
On Crap from the Past.
Come on. All right, I guess it ends. Thomas Dolby under the name Dolby's Cube. For those of you big Thomas Dolby's fans, I think that first appeared as the B-side to Hyperactive way back when in 1984, cropped up as a couple of B-sides later on, and was ultimately included on... No, that's never appeared on CD, to the best of my knowledge. It may be on a British remix collection, which I do not have because it was pricey and I decided not to buy it. Now it's out of print and gone. But that there, Dolby's Cube, a.k.a. Thomas Dolby, and Get Out of My Mix, which includes snippets for most of the songs from the Golden Age of Wireless. And you'll only hear it here, or I guess in this case you've already heard it, and you will have all... No, I'm sorry, there's no way to grammatically express that in English. So, it's 12:30. I'm tired. It's just been one of those days. Phone's ringing off the hook, which is a good thing. It's 612-341-0980. That gives me a little bit of a direction to the show. And coming up next week, if you're just tuning in this week, big changes to the shows coming up in over the next couple of weeks. But the next 2 weeks, next week we'll be doing an all... I don't want to call it an all-cover version show, because that... That means somebody else covering someone else's song. No, it's artists covering their own song more than once. Like, for example, Whitesnake just keeps recording Here I Go Again over and over and over again. Just an example, but one I'll probably play next week. And there's a whole slew of these. I can easily fill 2, 3, probably 4 complete shows of these re-recordings. Some are good, some are abominable. And we'll be playing 2 hours of them on the show next week. 2 weeks from tonight, All Tears for Fears... All the Time. Why Tears for Fears? Because out of all the 80s synth bands to come and go, really only the music of Tears for Fears has aged remarkably well. And I have enough obscurities and oddities from them to easily fill a 2-hour show. So 2 weeks from tonight, All Tears for Fears, All the Time. Now what have I queued up here on CD player number one? A British group called Pickety Witch. Who the heck is Pickety Witch? They're British. There's a couple of ladies in it, and I don't know much about them. But from 1970, they had a very small hit here in the States and a much bigger hit over there in England with a song called That Same Old Feeling. I found the 45 yesterday, and it's pretty good. This is Pickety Witch, and you'll only hear it here on Crap from the Past.
I still get the same old feeling tearing at this heart of mine and telling me that maybe I'm not really over you. I still get the same old yearning tearing my heart inside out, and now there can't be any doubt I'm still not over you. Same old yearning.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
I dig you. You are really cool.
On Crap from the Past.
I read a review of that song that said that Eddie Murphy sounds a little constipated there in that recording. Yeah, there's a fine line between soulful and constipated, and Eddie Murphy walks that line every day. Put Your Mouth on Me, produced by the great Narada Michael Walden, who produced some fine Aretha Franklin stuff in the 80s, produced that there for Eddie Murphy in 1989, and that's the last chart entry we have from Eddie Murphy. Because that song he did with Michael Jackson called What's Up With You did not hit the charts. I have that too, but I'm not going to play it for you tonight. Some other time, my friends. Some other time. Now, a regular feature that we have here on Crap from the Past, and it is regular because we do it every week, and we've been doing this exact feature for years. I'm punchy tonight, and it's not helping the show at all. It's the god-awful medley of the week, because in 1981, the Stars on 45 took over the world with their Beatles imitation medley. And for the next 18 months, you couldn't escape these terrible medleys like Hooked on Classics and the Elvis medley, and so on. Now, not to say that there weren't medleys before that or after that, but that was certainly the high point if you were a medley fan. Oh, joy. Well, turns out there was a medley that I dug up from 1969. A very strange... Not the very strange medley of Barry Manilow fame, but a very odd thing. It's a single that came out on Polydor Records in 1969, and I think it's one of the earliest 45s that I have from Polydor. I was trying to think. Polydor, best known to me anyway, for some disco singles like I Will Survive. And that was late 70s stuff. And Music Box Dancer from Frank Mills, also 1979. There's plenty of them from the late 70s. I couldn't think of any from the early 70s, really. And from 1969, unheard of. Which, I don't know, but it did hit the charts. This was not a big chart hit, but it did hit the top 40 in 1969. It's by the group Cat Mother and the All Night Boys. You heard that correctly. It's Cat Mother and the All Night Boys, and this is their only chart entry, at least on the pop charts. I guess its claim to fame would be that it's co-produced by Jimi Hendrix. You heard that correctly also. Cat Mother and the All Night Boys, co-produced by Jimi Hendrix, and a medley called Good Old Rock and Roll. This is 1969, they were hearkening back to the good old days of rock and roll, which would have been the 50s. Can you believe it? 1969, hearkening back to the good old days? And there it was. And it showed up on the pop charts, too. So, I'll say it again. Cat Mother and the All Night Boys, because it's fun to say. This is the god-awful medley of the week in a song called Good Old Rock and Roll. And you'll only hear it here on Crap from the Past.
Rockin' in Boston, in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay. That's what I like.
Gerber.
In fact, he did a pretty good job for a guy who stands about 5'7" and weighs maybe 140 pounds.
On Crap from the Past.
Keep repeating that you'll never fall in love.
right. That's Pete Townsend. There's no punchline there. That's Let My Love Open the Door, which was a really big hit for him in, I guess it was the summer of 1980, according to my little cheat sheet here. Before I forget, I want to say hi to a bunch of people who are listening. Probably the geekiest hello that I'll ever say here on the air. They're on the AOL chat room. Guess songs by lyrics. What song is this here? I'll tell you the words and you have to pick it up. But hello to those folks who are tuning in tonight on the Big Bad Web. So you can hear, if you're tuning in on the Big Bad Web, you can always hear it at crapfromthepast.com. If you want to hear it in real time, which is what these fine folks are doing, KFAI.org, and there are links set up all over the place. So howdy if you're listening in on the Big Bad Web tonight. Glad to have you on board. Now, all right, this is why. Now, here's the real reason I played that Pete Townsend song. It's produced by a guy named Chris Thomas. And Chris Thomas is not a common name to you. But if you're up on your pop music, I mean really up on your pop music, he's very talented and he's somewhat of a production god. He produced the Sex Pistols, for what it's worth, and was able to get a coherent sound out of them. Those guys were not so good in the fact that Chris Thomas pulled out a huge punk sound out of the Sex Pistols, who really couldn't play their instruments very well. That's a giant testament to him. And over the course of the years, he's produced some really good people and gotten some really crisp sounds out of their recordings. So Let My Love Open the Door from Pete Townsend was 1980. He also produced all the really hot Pretenders stuff over the course of many, many years. That's all Chris Thomas. And that's why it sounds so good. Nothing against the Pretenders, but a good producer, worked wonders with them. And he also produced all the really fine In Excess stuff from the mid to late 80s. So stuff like Need You Tonight, Devil Inside, What You Need, that's all Chris Thomas. Chris Thomas, for some reason, had probably the best knack of pulling the best sounds out of his drummers. I don't know why. I wish there was a way you could bottle his technique, because listening back to all the early 80s records, everything he produced, the drums sound fantastic. I don't know why. I know he uses a click track and he has the drummers play along with a metronome in the studio, but that all by itself doesn't give the phenomenal sound that Chris Thomas coaxes out of his drummers. Maybe it's just me, just picking up on these things. I don't know. Now, this is going to lead very naturally into my next song here, hang on a minute. Make sure I have it all here. Okay. Only part of this next little bit is queued up, so I'm going to have to run all over the studio. He did produce virtually all the early Pretenders stuff, except for one song. Now, if you own the first Pretenders album, you know that it's produced by Chris Thomas, except for one song, which sounds significantly different than everything else, and that one is produced by Nick Lowe. That was the first single called, Mind's a Blank. Oh, Stop Your Sobbing, which was the first British single, and I think it was released as a single here in the States, but I'm not sure. Why is that one song produced by Nick Lowe and everything else produced by Chris Thomas? I'll tell you, and it's actually a pretty involved explanation. Over in England, they recorded two songs and released it on a 45 on Real Records. That's the record company name, Real. Stop Your Sobbing and a song called The Wait. Both of them recorded roughly the same time in the same studios with the same producer, Nick Lowe. He went in, he cut two sides, they released Stop Your Sobbing. It did okay on the British charts and managed to get him hooked up with producer Chris Thomas. And Chris Thomas had him fill out the rest of the album. He recorded enough songs to be able to release the first Pretenders album called The Pretenders in 1979, I think. Except they dropped one song. They recorded two with Nick Lowe, and one of them they re-recorded for release on The Pretenders. That song is The Wait. So actually, there's two versions of The Wait floating around, both from around 1979. One produced by Nick Lowe, which sounds like mud, and one produced by Chris Thomas, the really good producer who gets this great sound out of the bands. I thought it would be interesting to have a side-by-side comparison of the two versions. Now, one of them always turns up on rock radio, and that's the readily available version by Chris Thomas. It's the re-recording, and I will play it for you here. So let me play about a minute and a half of this super tight production by Chris Thomas for The Pretenders. This is The Wait. Really, it kicks ass on Crap from the Past.
child who all childhoods. Big child, pissing child, full thick night hoods. You watch a neon light, lit them lights hurt.
Really, that's a monster production. And the fact that this is the Pretenders' first album makes it even more astounding. That there, The Wait, as recorded on the first Pretenders album, produced by Chris Thomas, the really good producer who we just talked about. Okay, get the sound in your head, and I'm going to play you the original version, which came out a year earlier. So the one you're hearing now, 1980, I checked. The one I'm about to play from 1979, and it's only available still as a B-side. Has never appeared anywhere else except the original 45 of Stop Your Sobbing and The Wait on the other side. So this is The Wait from 80. I'm going to play you The Wait from 79. Okay, give a good listen. This is what it sounded like a year earlier in the hands of producer Nick Lowe.
Mr. Gerber.
I'm sure you recognize from our broadcasts the evil forces that have produced the trouble in our world.
On Crap from the Past.
Yeah.
You know that song? If you do, you own the Big Bam Boom album from Daryl Hall and John Oates. That song there, Dance on Your Knees, and you think, that's only supposed to be about a minute long, and then it goes right into Out of Touch. Well, if you bought the 45 to Possession Obsession, like I have, the B-side is a full-fleshed-out 4 minutes of Dance on Your Knees, which, frankly, is too much. But back in 1984, when that came out, I thought that was the coolest thing ever. The drum machine just goes on and on and on for a good 4 minutes. There ain't much to it, and you can tell Hall and Oates are just amusing themselves with producer Arthur Baker in the studio. Arthur Baker, best known, well, I don't know if he's best known for anything, but dance music producer from the early 80s, and had this mechanical sound to all of his productions. Dance on Your Knees, no exception. And I believe if you get the 12-inch to Possession Obsession, there's a 6-minute version of that on the B-side of the 12-inch. So Dance on Your Knees from Daryl Hall and John Oates. First time it's ever been played on Crap from the Past. Can you believe it? What have I been holding out for? Anyway, holy crap, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. Now, another weekly feature. Well, maybe this is the first weekly feature. Yeah, checking my playlist here. Yeah, this is the first weekly feature we've done this week. No, I did the God Awful Medley. I gotta write that down. God Awful Medley. Yeah, here we go. It's the Random 45. And the premise is fairly straightforward. On my basement floor, I have a pile of hundreds of 45s that I've never heard. I got them all for cheap. And what we do every week, we dust one or two off that look interesting, bring them in, plop them down on the KFAI turntables, and we hear them together for the first time. I don't preview these at home, and I don't know what to expect. Sometimes it's great, like that She's Not Just Another Woman song was pretty fine. Turns out it was a big hit, too, and I just didn't know it. Sometimes it's pure crap. And this week, I'm not really sure. It's credited to The Looking Glass. Now, it's not the same people as The Looking Glass who gave us Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, and the follow-up hit Jimmy Loves Marianne. That group was from New Jersey, and they were a bunch of Army brats, or kids of Army brats. I forget. I don't want to use the word brat because it's got a derogatory term to it, but it's a New Jersey group who had the big hit with Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. This is a different The Looking Glass. Strange as that sounds, I checked the books. I refused to put it on the turntable to really check, but all the credits say this is a different group. It's on Sunny Records, S-U-N-N-Y. The song is called Tongue Twisters. That's the A-side of this 45. The B-side looks good, too, because the B-side is just called B-side. But this is Tongue Twisters. It's credited to The Looking Glass, and from the way the 45 is printed, it looks like it's mid-60s sometime, but I couldn't find anything in my books about another group called The Looking Glass. So, we're going to hear it together for the first time. Put Brandy, You're a Fine Girl in your head, and just remember, this is a different group. It's The Looking Glass, and it's the Random 45, and I haven't even properly queued it up on the KFAI turntables. And you'll only hear it here on Crap from the Past. Come on. Oh, no, it's just one speaker again. Ugh.
Hello?
Hello, Mary Jane? This is George.
Hi.
Mary Jane, there's something I want to tell you.
Yes, George? Yes, George?
People stumble. People fumble. When they try to play tongue twisters, but
Twisters again. Yes, George.
People stumble. People fumble. When they
Crap from the past.
The rock and roll revival, bringing back the rock artists and hits of 10 and 15 years ago, has been an outstanding success. This is Bill Huey, and we'll talk to some of the stars of that era and about why the rage for nostalgia on What's It All About? Freddie Cannon.
The difference between the two musics of late 50s and early 50s to today's 70s music is that back then the music was dedicated and probably leaned towards happy kind of music, dancing and just having a good time and a lot of fun, where the music of today is more listening to the lyrics, to the words, and listening for a story, and most people dancing is secondary, where dancing was first back in the 50s.
Carl Gardner of the Coasters.
The music that we were doing in the 50s is really still the music now, but done with light hands again, hands that's touched with a different styling of music.
Little Richard.
I am glad that I'm a part of this great revival that is going on. You know, the whole music still works in what you call a cycle. So the true rock and the true blues, like B.B. King is singing and myself, is the foundation of what's happening. And so you have no place else to go but to come back home.
Shirley Austin of the Shirelles.
I believe that our tunes, were more, tell more of a story than most of the songs today. And they were like happy songs or songs about love more than rather than dope, acid, all that. And I prefer the older things.
Jerry Gross of the Dovells.
Today's music is much more advanced and takes a lot more thought than the music of then. But the only thing I think the music then was a lot more fun.
The return to the past often is very attractive, especially when our society has become so complex and we find it difficult to cope with the rapid pace of change in our lives. And certainly, looking back can often give you a clearer perspective on how to cope with the future. In fact, the commandment of God to honor thy father and thy mother means not only to give honor and love to mom and dad, but also take into consideration your heritage, your history, your roots, as you go forth into the future. Our greatest problem in this respect comes from returning to the past and staying there, fearing change and fearing that what might be ahead if we go forward into the future. And this is true politically, sociologically, even theologically. It becomes a form of escapism to retreat to the past in fear. But when you have the assurance that the God who made us still loves us, then with faith in God for the future, you can go forward and grow as a person, as a society. And that's what it's all about.
Whoa. Whoa, what is that? What starts off as an innocent-sounding little interview clip, and you get all these religious overtones on top of it. Why, it's got to be What's It All About? A very strange phenomenon throughout the 70s and exists today only in the form of 45s. You see, back then there was this church. Oh, I can't remember which church recorded these things. One particular church recorded a big series of 45s, and I think it might have been weekly at some point. Where they'd take one particular song and either interview the artist or interview something related to the artist. In this case, you heard Rock and Roll Part 2 from Gary Glitter, that big hit from 1972, with some 50s stuff thrown on top of it. They were using that as, I guess this was originally recorded back in 72 or 73, and that was a hit, a current hit at the time, as strange as that sounds. And then they were looking backwards at the 50s, trying to get some perspective on the music of the past. Again, once again, we're going back to the late 60s, early 70s, looking backwards at the 50s, like that good old rock and roll medley that I played about an hour ago, which is strange, isn't it? Anyway, that's what this What's It All About program was attempting to do. So they'd start off with the music stuff, and the last minute or 30 seconds of the show always had these religious overtones because the shows were designed to be played as public service announcements on religious radio stations. I think, or even secular radio stations, which I'm sure they knew what they were getting into if they attempted to play What's It All About, but one of these per week. So the little 45 I have, I'm sure it's worth an incredible amount of money because it doesn't show up in the books, and stuff from 1978, 79, 77 does show up in the books for big money. And anything even remotely close to glam from the 70s that's rare, worth the big money. So that was Rock and Roll Part 2 from Gary Glitter. The other side was a B.J. Thomas song that I'd never heard of. Oh, yes, I had heard of it. It's That's What Friends Are For. And it's not the same as the Rod Stewart song. Different song entirely, but those two back-to-back on a What's It All About 45. Hosted, both sides, hosted by Bill Hooey. Hooey. That's a fun name to say. Oh, well. Now, so consider yourself treated to something very, very rare. I have yet to see that surface in any catalogs, so good luck. What's it all about? I don't know. It's about strange religious overtones. By the way, I may as well issue a disclaimer that the religious overtones presented in the aforementioned recording have nothing to do with reality. My religious views or those expressed by the station, yada, 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 yada. There you go. Okay, so this is a good place for a lull. Why don't we insert the lull right here? Let me play you another random 45. I'm enjoying myself. I kind of like that Tongue Twisters song from The Looking Glass, so I queued up another 45 that I've never heard, and I noticed that this one was a regional hit in New York, which makes sense, actually, because it's by the group Area Code 212. That's Manhattan. Or at least was Manhattan until they redid all the area codes. I guess at the time it was all of New York City. It's a song called Manhattan Shuffle, and I remember seeing this on some of the playlists that I have recently posted on the Crap from the Past website. So let me talk for a minute about what I have done recently to the Crap website. It's crapfromthepast.com, and you've heard me go on and on about it, but I've really added some cool stuff of late. And this is so recent that I haven't listed it under the new section. It's too new, it hasn't gotten any other additional press in addition to the stuff that's already there. This is... I don't know how things worked here in the 70s and early 80s when you went out to buy 45s. I started buying 45s when I was 10 in New York City. It was actually a suburb of New York City. And I bought most of my 45s at a store called Caldor, which isn't around anymore. So it was a lot like Sears at the time and kind of like what Target would have been like if Target was around back then. I don't know what Target was like back in the 70s because there weren't any out in New York at the time. But I used to go to Caldor. I was 10, and I'd get somebody to drive me over to Caldor, and I'd buy a 45 or two. Usually I'd buy the stuff up at the top of the charts that I didn't have so that I'd have the big hits. And the 45s were laid out in such a manner where you had to please request by number. It was basically a big system like they have mailboxes in those corporate offices where you can put mail for the employees. That's the kind of system they had at Caldor, where they'd have these big mailboxes, and some poor schnook would have to rearrange their 45s every 2 weeks when they got the new lists in. But the lists would be printed up by a local New York company and reflected the sales data from all the New York stores that got these things. So these were actual representations of what was hot in New York without any influence from radio or 12-inch singles or albums. These were the 45s people were buying, and it was the top 75 of them. So you can imagine there was some pretty juicy stuff floating around at the bottom of the charts. What I had done, so I started buying 45s when I was 10. That was 1978. And I mentioned that these lists came out every 2 weeks. Well, I saved most of these lists from my childhood. And what I've done recently, very recently, is I scanned them all in, front and back, and I posted them all at crapfromthepast.com. These mean a lot to me. To this day, they're a really good representation of the songs I heard when I was a kid. And as you might imagine, music is very important to me. And I remember seeing Manhattan Shuffle by Area Code 212 posted on these lists as I was scanning them in and kind of looking them over fondly. I think it was a hit in 1979, and a small hit at that. So small that I didn't buy one at the time. So, digging through my pile, random pile of 45s, I came across a copy of Manhattan Shuffle by Area Code 212. What do you know? I have this thing. It's from 1979. It's on... Oh, I gotta go take a look. Ugh. Friends and Company Records. That's a small label, and I have no idea what it sounds like, but it's probably a disco song. That's my guess. And it's from 1979, and it was a very small regional hit in Area Code 212, because that was New York City. This is Area Code 212 and Manhattan Shuffle. I have no idea what it sounds like, and it's another random 45 that you'll only hear here on Crap from the Past. Come on.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Can we play more records tomorrow?
Yes.
On Crap from the Past.
Dave Edmonds from the summer of 1983, and Slipping Away. That there, one of the 45s I bought at the now defunct Caldor. I got a call from a long time listener who's been with me for years, who also grew up in New York City, who also bought his 45s at Caldor. Seems like we all remember exactly where we got them for years on end. He bought them from 1972 till around 1980. I bought mine from around 1978, when I was 10, mind you, till I went off to college in 1986. And like I'd mentioned before, I saved all those please request by number lists that came out every 2 weeks, and while I don't have all of them, I got a lot of them posted on the crapfromthepast.com website. It's good reading, and it'll give you a real flavor of the songs that directly influenced my childhood. Slipping Away was one of them, even though it was not a big old hit. So I thought to myself, to completely change the subject here, you know, I don't play enough kids' records, children's records here on Crap from the Past. And I've had this for a while, probably a year and a half. It's been in the library, and I have not played it on the air. Partially because it's really beat up, almost to the point of being unplayable, and partly because it's stupid. I'm going to play you both sides of it, because both of them are a minute 25 seconds. They're both credited, I should point out here, this is a 45, both sides written by a guy named Paul Barnes. I don't know who Paul Barnes is, and it's on Golden Records. So Golden Records are responsible for a whole lot of kids' records. Usually they're on little yellow vinyl 45s. This one's on black, for what it's worth, and it's credited to Rocky. I thought, Rocky? So I looked at it. This is before I actually played it. I found it in a pile of really cheap things. Side A, I'm Rocky's pal, and side B, I was born to be airborne. I thought, wait a minute, is it Rocky of Rocky and Bullwinkle? Rocky the Flying Squirrel? This'll be something. So I paid my 10 cents plus tax, took my little 45 home, and sure enough, it's the same woman who does the voice of Rocky, and I can't remember her name off the top of my head. But yeah, it's exactly what you think it is, except this recording is abominable. The songs are terrible, and because they're terrible, I'm going to play you both A and B sides, because I don't play enough really bad stuff here on Crap from the Past. Side A, I'm Rocky's pal. Side B, I was born to be airborne. And really, these have nothing to redeem themselves by. Bad, bad songs, and you'll only hear them here. Or maybe Friday Night Poker Party on Crap from the Past.
No! Baritone, that trembling tenor, that alto with antlers, my friend Bullwinkle Moose.
Howdy, record players! I'm Rocky's pal, I'm Rocky's chum, so greetings, culture bugs! I soar through space at such a pace, but why must I always fall on my face? I'm always true to Rocky, who can count on me, yes, sirree. I'm fierce and lion-hearted, though I read poetry. I'm brave and real, quick-witted and noble as a noble steed. I'm sturdy like Gibraltar, and nothing can alter that. Yes, sirree, old Bullwinkle the Moose, that's me.
Well, Bullwinkle, we're on a record at last.
Yeah, sort of makes me dizzy spinning around like this. And around, and around, and around.
What's the matter, Bullwinkle?
Must have a scratch on my tonsils.
Well, what do we do on our record?
We'll stand on our record is what?
You know what I mean.
Yeah. How about if I do my famous juggling act? Like this.
No. It's got to be something people can hear.
Believe me, when I juggle, you can hear it.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
It's craptacular.
On Crap from the Past.
From the stratosphere to the now and here, from the vaulted blue direct to you, it's Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Hi there.
I was born to be airborne and to soar beside the stars on a cold November morn. I was born to be airborne and to roar right up to Mars on a clear November morn. I was born to be airborne. I was born to be airborne. Now some squirrels could live in a tree, not me, oh no siree. And some squirrels spend all winter long working and a-slaving, and you know what they're saving?
Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Way back in 1979, I see you on the phone there. I can't answer the phone while I'm talking here, so sit tight. If you want to call me, 612-341-0980. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, in 1979, the group Sniffin' the Tears hit it big with a song called Driver's Seat. Good size hit here, good size hit over in England, where they were from. And then they would have, I think, three more albums. You'd think that the guy who'd get the most attention from that group if they decided to go solo would be the guy who wrote most of the songs and who even painted the cover art, lead singer Paul Roberts from the group Sniffin' the Tears. Nope, the first solo act to come from the group that I heard of was guitarist, Sniffin' the Tears guitarist named Laz Netto, N-E-T-T-O. And what you just heard there? The first single from Laz Netto called Fade Away. It was produced by Colin Thurston, the guy who did the really early Duran Duran stuff and who worked with Kaja Gugu and some other new wave type acts. That there, Fade Away, from 1983, and it hit the bottom of the charts in case you want to hunt it down. Pretty good record, and one largely lost to history, as is the entire career of Laz Netto, former guitarist for Sniff and the Tears. Now that's a lot of trivia for you to absorb there. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past here on KFAI, and while I'm tempted to answer the phone, I know I can't do that, because I just can't do that. So let me here. Forgot to cue up the song I'm actually going to play. You know, I don't play enough songs in foreign languages anymore. It was a gimmick we wrote out for a while, and I certainly have enough to sustain a constant stream of stuff in foreign languages, so we're going to bring that back. Johnny Cash, you know, the man in black, you've heard of him. His first big hit was called I Walk the Line, and I think that was in 1956, sometime in the mid-50s. At some point, he decided to re-record the song in German, and it's now titled... Oh, forgive me. We're Kent Den Weg. I don't speak a word of German, but that's presumably I Walk the Line in German. It's Johnny Cash singing in German, and I'm not making this up, and you'll only hear it here on Crap from the Past.
Am allerschönsten war es doch zu Hause. Und dort zog's mich einst in die Welten aus. Und in der Ferne suchte ich mein Glück. Wer kennt den Weg zurück? Sie schenkte mir die Liebe und ihr Herz. Doch ich brach ihr nur Tränen, Leid und Schmerz. Denn ich verließ sie und damit mein Glück. Wer kennt den Weg zurück? Wer kennt den Weg zurück in jene Zeit? Den Weg zurück in die Vergangenheit? Den Weg nach Hause und zum ersten Glück? Wer kennt den Weg zurück? Am allerschönsten war es doch zu Haus, und doch zog's mich einst in die Welten aus. Und in der Ferne suchte ich mein Glück. Wer kennt den Weg zurück? Wer kennt den Weg zurück in jene Zeit? Den Weg zurück in die Vergangenheit? Den Weg nach Hause und zum ersten Glück. Wer kennt den Weg zurück?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
When in Rome, do as the Romans do. But when in Scotland, keep your pants on.
On Crap from the Past.
That's plenty silly, isn't it? It's not the fantastic Johnny C, who had a big hit with Boogaloo Down Broadway in 1967. No, it's not. Not the same guy. It's Las Nuevas Parrandas, except I don't know what parrandas means. It's the new something or others. And Boogaloo Tijuana, or Boogaloo Down Broadway, really roughly translated into Spanish. And that was recorded sometime in the late 60s on a Mexican album I have. It's actually a group doing their thing in Spanish. They have a whole bunch of original songs and a cover of Boogaloo Down Broadway, which I thought was thoroughly charming, and that's why you heard it right there. So, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber here. Got 20 minutes left in Crap from the Past. What do you want to hear? 612-341-0980. I've queued up track number 3 on this CD, and I haven't got a clue. Oh, no, I did it. I've been putting this off as long as I can, but I have to play this record. This is by a guy named Rod Hart. Rod Hart acted a little bit, sang a little bit, and I believe he was in the movie Junior Bonner. It's a Steve McQueen movie, and I think Rod Hart is in there. As far as I know, I don't even know if he recorded a full album, but he had this one particular 45, and this is the only time he hit the charts. It's a song called CB Savage, and as far as I know, this is the only gay trucker song in existence. It's fabulous. It's from 1976, and it's Rod Hart, CB Savage, and you'll only hear it here on your gay trucker station, KFAI.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair out on I-40, dodging bucks in pickup trucks in West New Mexico. It was a cloudy day, and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears. But we come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before, saying,
Break 19, I'm CB Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some bear smokies? CB Savage here. Come on.
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, Hey, did you hear what I just heard? He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 19 call, when that CB device come back to life just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
Break 19 again. This is your one and only CB Savage. Mercy sakes, good bodies. Could I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4. Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost? Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?
Well, the box went dead and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had 4 in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
Breakers, breakers, any takers? Hi, hi, it's me again. I'm in your chair and I love it there. Say, you truckers really know how to take a person for a ride. Speak to me, you diesel demons. I'd love to get to know your handles. CB Savage here. Come on, come on.
I grabbed the mic and I held it tight and my hand began to sweat. I looked at Jay and he was grinning away like a big old bird-fed cat. So I put down the talker and turned up the squawker and got a good grip on the wheel. I decided the trucker that answered this duck sure as heck wasn't gonna be me. About that time, that weird voice came back on again, saying,
Yoo-hoo, breakaroo. Hi-hi, you Jim Dandy Jimmy Jammers, you. Do I ever have a surprise for you? If you listen real close, you'll find my voice is changing. And if you'll start checking your rear views, you'll find you got company. 5 plain white smokies dressing up for a ticket writing party. Y'all were so busy copying my put-on, you didn't notice your little convoy was being infiltrated. You can start shutting them down anytime now. This is your CB Savage, the Smokies' friend. Wall to wall and treetop tall.
That is all. Bye-bye.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
And at the very same moment, his car was completely demolished.
On Crap from the Past.
Motley Crue from 1987. No punchline there. I just wanted to hear girls, 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 because it's been a while. And there you go. Something you want to hear? Nah, I'm not going to be able to get to it this week because I ran out of time. Got two songs left. And this here one, also from 1987. A little bit different. Well, not all that different from the Motley Crue song, which I just played. You remember British TV series called The Young Ones? as do I. It's always in reruns on one of those cable channels, so you'll be able to find it no problem. The guys from the Young Ones recorded a couple songs under the name Bad News. What I'm going to play for you here is their demolition of Queen's classic from 1976, Bohemian Rhapsody. So this was 1987, and this hit the very bottom of the British charts. It's Bad News indeed on Craft from the Past. I'm pretty much out of here this week. George is in next with Sonic Pleasure. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis 106.7 FM, St. Paul. And come on, give me the Yahoo. Come on. Thank you. Next week, all cover versions. Artists covering their songs again. And 2 weeks from tonight, all Tears for Fears all the time. Have a good night on Crap from the Past.
A celebrar la fiesta merecida. con alegría y con mucho amor. Venga a celebrar la fiesta en tu honor ahora.
Celebremos.
Vamos a celebrar, reír y brindar.
Celebremos.
Vamos a celebrar, cantar y amar. Es tiempo ya de unirnos y de vivir siempre juntos. Invitados quedan todos los latinos a celebrar la fiesta merecida. Presta tu risa, también tu calor. Venga a celebrar la fiesta en tu honor ahora.
Celebremos.
Vamos a celebrar, reír y brindar. Vamos a celebrar, cantar y amar. Es tiempo ya de unirnos y de vivir siempre juntos.
Los latinos de este mundo.
Ahora
celebremos con Dios.
A celebrar con Puerto Rico celebrará también Brasil y Panamá. Los mexicanos celebrarán con Ecuador y El Salvador. Y Argentina celebrará, Colombia sí también lo hará. Venezolanos celebrarán. Cuba y Perú también lo harán.
Y a celebrar.